Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, those that give life meaning.
Let me tell you about the ugly side of autumn. How is it that the gunmetal skies, golden leaves, and russet milo fields can stun the eye, yet cause that same eye to swell, noses to run, and throats to itch badly enough that sufferers want to take a wire brush after them? Every fall, these irritating symptoms remind me that spectacular seasonal beauty comes with a price. I don't even have to stand in a field of this attractive green. Living in its vicinity is enough to drive me and others nuts. That price includes twice daily, high-powered allergy pills that seem to control the itches and drips 2 or 3 of the 24 hours they promise to deliver. Add to that pill supply multiple boxes of Kleenex and rolls of super strong Viva paper towels to handle obnoxious drainage. Eye and nose drops soothe irritated red eyes and inflamed nose membranes. Nothing addresses the incessant throat itching that induces pig-like snorts and grunts or the itchy welts hidden under long-sleeved shirts and slacks. Hard to believe, but acres of gorgeous russet milo are the fiend in this annual curse for Great Plains allergy victims. These folks are everywhere. You hear them sneezing and hacking in the row behind or ahead of you in church or at the movie theater. They're the person with bulging pockets of tissues. Janitors dump trash cans regularly to stay ahead of these snotty people. Out of the corner of your eye, you see them discreetly wiping a drippy eye or nose. They itch, so you notice them trying to scratch without drawing attention to themselves. It's a cruel season for those sensitive to this green. Steroid shots offer significant relief, but they have side effects that I prefer to avoid. As a result, I try to tough out the worst of the annual symptoms. Unfortunately, I used up all my luck last fall. No matter how I timed taking allergy pills, I couldn't get control of the drips, itches, and weird noises. I tried natural remedies like eating locally produced honey. I even resorted to mind over matter practices to control that terrible irritation that triggered those disgusting pig noises. Despite great intentions, I learned my mind wasn't stronger than the allergens produced by this beautiful grain. It took everything in me to resist scratching my throat in public. How do you explain to a class of teenager that their teacher really isn't hacking up a giant hairball? The turning point was when I couldn't sleep through the night. Burning urges to remount my scratchy throat defied even the most pleasant dreams. Midnight bouts of violent coughing disturbed not only human household occupants, but also our pets. I finally caved. I had to have the injection. I don't know why I waited so long to call the doctor. Within 4 hours of receiving an almost painless jab, I was a new woman. The sneezing and coughing reduced to almost nothing. My skin felt like new flesh, and the urge to make porcine sounds vanished. One little poke with a sharp needle, and I don't mind driving past field after field of reddish-orange green. Heck, I might even volunteer to join a harvest crew and get right in the middle of my fall nemesis. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the high plains.
Prairie Tales is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and voiced by Karen Madoran, produced by Cindy Talley. More Prairie Tales online at hppr.org.